Time to talk Colton Wildcat basketball. Justin Fluke now joined by Coach Kurt Heisler. The Lady Cats are 4-9 on the season. They get their second league victory against Royal Valley on Tuesday night. But as much as we maybe don't want to, Coach, want to go back to last week a little bit. You played Thursday, Friday, and we didn't have a chance to discuss those games. Riverside, obviously number one in the state in 2A. You go to their place. It was 44-22, and I think kind of hung around for a while, especially in the first half. But Riverside, a very good team. What was kind of the thing that you felt like hurt your team the most on Thursday?
First of all, we played really well early in the game. I thought our defense was strong. We limited Riverside and what they were trying to do, and the difference in the ball game throughout really was our inability to score. They're a very strong and tough defensive team, and we just couldn't quite get to the spots on the floor where we needed to. Couldn't get to the foul line, and that was really the difference. But I loved the way that we played defensively. I thought we learned a lot about ourselves and became tougher after playing them. A really, really good basketball team on the road. And we held them well under their season average. We just couldn't get enough points on the board on our side.
It's kind of the opposite on Friday against Chapman. You got off to a really slow start, but then showed some, grit to get back in that game. I think you're down 11-0, like 4.5 minutes into the game or something like that. Trailed 15-3 at one point, but you come back, you're within two at halftime and one going into the fourth quarter. And man, ultimately end up falling by 1 point just to – couldn't quite push enough to get the win, but definitely the early deficit kind of ended up being a big difference Friday night.
Yeah, we got off to a poor start. We just couldn't find the bottom of the basket, and defensively I felt like we were just kind of disconnected, and we took an early timeout. We got things settled down, and after the 15-3 mark, I think the girls just finally dug in and said we need to start climbing back. And the nice thing about what I see with this team is they're very composed. They don't panic. Even though we have some young players on the floor, in the huddles, everything is calm. And they understand you get back in the game one possession at a time. And that's exactly what we did in the second quarter. And got back into the game and got it to two at half. And I told them at halftime, I said, hey, we could be down by 15 right now, but we're down two. So the game has been reset. And it was a back-and-forth game. We had our chances in the second half. And Chapman made one more play than we did, and I think we learned a lot from last Friday night's game that may have carried over and helped us on Tuesday.
One of the bright spots Friday was you had three players scoring in double digits. Elizabeth Schuster, Kaya Taylor, both with 13. Brooke Wilcott, 16. The other positive was you hit 7 threes. So, those were all things that certainly I know you'd like to see more of and hopefully can build off of. Against Royal Valley, it was a struggle for both teams. I felt like much of the night to make shots. The game goes to overtime, tied at 32. But, man, in overtime, Brooke Wilcott hit a couple shots, and you're able to get that win 41-36. A much-needed win, Coach. You'll take them any way you can get them, and that was a hard-fought win on Tuesday.
It was a fantastic ball game. If you are a fan of Big 7 League and Jackson County basketball, you couldn't have probably found a better one. And both teams were fighting hard for it throughout. There wasn't an extended lead throughout the entire game, and I love the grit and toughness that we showed defensively in the later part of the fourth quarter, and then specifically in the overtime. And we had a few players that stepped up and made some key plays. You mentioned Brooke in the overtime. Elizabeth Schuster, she had 10 points, 14 rebounds, and has been that type of player for us all season. And then Laura Larison, she gave us 9 big points off the bench. And we were playing a little bit shorthanded without Kai on Tuesday night, who's been hot recently, as you mentioned, from the three-point line. So I was really proud of the team. It was a great team win. Players stepped up into roles, and we needed some more production. We found it. And if we can continue to play defense like that, I like our chances.
Yeah, that's the key, is building off of it. You got back-to-back games here against Perry Lecompton and Nemaw Central at home. Perry tonight, a team you haven't faced yet. So what's been the quick turnaround mindset, I guess, with just your one practice yesterday going into these next two games?
Yeah, I think one of the most important things at this point, I know we're all short some practices due to weather and those types of things, but we're going through a stretch of a lot of basketball games right now, and we have three this week, so trying to keep our rest and focus on the game plan for the next team. We were a little shorter in practice on Wednesday, and Perry is a strong team. They have big physical girls, and we're going to do the best we can to try to limit what they like to do. And I think offensively, we're finding some rhythm, and I think more and more players on our team are starting to find some confidence in themselves and each other. So I think the key is to get off to a good start and then see where we go from there.
Great. Well, we look forward to the ball games on the Holton Channel here the next few nights. Coach, best of luck. Thanks for your time.
Appreciate it. Go Cats.
Coach Kurt Heisler of the Holton Girls will talk Wildcat boys basketball after this break.